Some people respond to suffering by turning it into art. That's true even of the harrowing experience of a pandemic. In the 1400s, a man named John Cook found a text describing the Black Plague in Europe, and he set those words to music. Wow, this is one of many references to pandemics which we can find throughout music history. And our guide to some of that music this morning is NPR Music's Tom Heisinger. Hey there, Tom.
Good morning, Steve.
What were people singing just there?
Well, the piece is called Stella Celi, and the text talks about ulcers of a terrible death, and it also says that the Star of Heaven has rooted out the plague. And of course, the plague that we're talking about, like you said, is the Black Death here, which, according to some reports, wiped out about half of Europe.
So we're not exactly talking about Under the Boardwalk here. This is not a love song.
Not at all.
Although they did seem to give it a happy ending, I suppose, if it goes to the Star of Heaven has rooted out the plague.
And I think what you see, Steve, here in a lot of especially the earlier music is that there are these metaphors between physical health and spiritual health, and that it makes a larger point that people have in mind the idea of frailty of life. And someone like J.S. Bach was no exception.
J.S. Bach wrote pandemic music?
Well, Bach was orphaned twice by the age of 10. He lost half of his 20 children and his first wife. He wrote music that could comfort in times of distress and music that directly, yes, confronted plagues in his cantata number 25. From 1723, that's just a year after the Great Plague in Marseille, France, ended, and that killed over 100,000 people.
Wow.
And here, Bach's text talks about things like the entire world as a hospital and children laid low with sickness. And in this excerpt, the baritone is singing in German, "My plague cannot be healed by any herb or ointment other than the balm of Gilead." And Steve, another important thing about this cantata is indeed its title. It's called There Is Nothing Healthy in My Body, and plenty of references here to sickness and plague.
There was a more modern kind of plague that Americans faced that the world faced really in the 1980s, AIDS.
Right, and the World Health Organization says that to date about 35 million have died from AIDS-related illnesses so far. And unfortunately, we can see some parallels with today's coronavirus in that there were many who criticized the Reagan administration at the time for not confronting the virus quickly and honestly enough, and that, along with all of the death, can trigger rage. And musically, that's what we hear in the Symphony No. 1, sometimes referred to as the AIDS Symphony by American composer John Corigliano. Steve, this is just this roiling, heart-on-sleeve elegy to friends that Corigliano lost to AIDS. The music is by turns tender and anguished, filled with moments of thunderous fury, and in a way challenging us to respond to it. The first movement of the symphony is called Of Rage and Remembrance, but let's hear a little bit from the second movement called Tarantella, where you can hear a kind of musical hallucination in the fevered mind of an AIDS victim. It's pretty terrifying. Just a little of the chaotic dementia found in John Corigliano's Symphony No. 1, written in remembrance of friends he lost to HIV/AIDS. Mm.
Okay, so having gone from Black Plague music to AIDS music, is there any sign how composers and musicians are beginning to respond to COVID-19?
Well, you know, obviously the crisis has really cruelly cut off the livelihood of countless musicians and composers, and even very tragically taking the lives of some. We've seen performances online from home, donations being taken. And then there's the New York-based composer Lisa Bielava, who is, as we speak, writing a choral piece, and she calls it Broadcast from Home.
Oh, I can relate to that one. Go on, please.
Well, right. I'm at home myself right now, too. She's really telling the story of the coronavirus by collecting testimonials via social media from people who are in self-isolation and quarantined, and then she's setting those texts to music. And she shared some of that with me that she's working on. Let's take a listen to it. Steve, this excerpt from Lisa Bielava's new piece is called That Other You Still Exists, and it's a part of a much larger work that she just started writing in response to the virus. And here, about 25 different musicians from all over the country recorded their own parts at home and sent them in to the composer. And, you know, at this point, Lisa Bielava doesn't know whether the premiere of her piece will happen virtually online or in public. You know, it all depends on how soon the virus subsides.
Tom, I'm delighted, if that's the word given the grimness of the subject, delighted by the parallel between the Black Plague music you sent us and what we just heard, in that in each case a musician took someone else's text, someone else's words, trying to make sense of this very human condition and made it beautiful through music.
And I think what you find is that the composers, while in distress or at least depicting distress, are really trying to tell the stories of regular people. And in times of distress, making important art that hopefully will reach other people will have, hopefully, I think, some kind of soothing balm, some kind of cathartic healing. That's what you can hear, I think, in a lot of these pieces, whether they are directly referencing plagues or the rage and despair of a more modern pandemic.
Tom, be safe.
Thank you. You too, Steve.
That's NPR Music's Tom Heisinger.